Bravo, Golf Echo, mobile.
Bravo, Golf Echo, mobile.
Bravo, Golf Echo, mobile.
Requesting a radio check, please.
Quebec 4, Bravo Golf Echo. Name on this end is Donnie.
The name here is Tom.
Brother man, whereabouts you operating from? I am driving around here, headed up to basically Main Street, Pickens.
I think we kind of crossed with another individual there, but I'll be glad to talk to you also. That other station calling for a radio check, go ahead if I'm right.
Hey, X4YM, Scott, and how's my sound tonight?
I'm sitting here, want to check a battery and an infrared transducer here and make sure it's good. And the other station, go ahead, my name's Tom.
With you there. My name's Donnie. It is Kilo Quebec 4 Bravo Golf Echo is my call sign. Yeah, I'm trying to give that radio check a signal report.
Radio check. Dead bird, I was writing. Give me your name again.
Donnie, Delta Oscar November November Yankee. That's what I usually go by, but my first name is William.
Okay, and the other gentleman, come again.
If I am, the handle is Scott, and I'm requesting a radio check, please.
Quieting, Scott. I'm sorry. I was writing down some stuff at the time. Where are you located?
Outside of Constave, near Augusta Road.
Did you say you was, Donnie?
I can't remember the name of the highway here, but I'm headed up to Main Street Pickens. I live in Liberty, South Carolina. Just moved down, still learning the roads and such.
Chris, he lives in Liberty, KO4QLG. He's on the net every night at 9 o'clock usually. And I'm Tom, and I'm located here between Lake Cunningham and Lake Robinson in Greer.
X4YM. Thanks, Tom, for the report. I'm going to QSY back up to the other channel and try to figure out why they can't hear me. 73 is to y'all. Appreciate the radio check, and be safe.
KX4YM, N0TR. Fine business, Scott. Sorry about the mix-up there a little bit. It happens, though. Go ahead, Donnie.
Hey, friend. Yeah, sorry for doubling and whatnot. I hope you can get your radio situated. If not, come back. We'll try to figure it out.
Signal coming in there. Oh, I just come downstairs to the radio room and been working outside all day and picking up hickory nuts, which is no fun at all, but it's better than skating on them.
Roger that, and yeah, today was a beautiful day to be outside. I tell you what, I was really quite shocked at how good it felt today.
Has been much lower, even though it's still around 80. But I guess tomorrow morning it's going to be down in the 50s here and in the mountains in the 40s. So there is a touch of fall and then a chance of rain later on this week, thank God. We need that bad. I was raking up those hickory nuts out there today and the kids borrowed my trailer and my truck, and I wanted to get those cleaned up before they bring it back, but it's just been too hot, and I have a heart problem, and I just can't do it, but I managed it today with a blower and a rake. I got a cart that goes behind the riding lawnmower, and I filled that up twice with nuts, if you can believe that.
Oh, wow, yeah, that's a lot of work there. My goodness. I mean, whew, that is a lot of work. Man, my hat tips off to you. And, yeah, we definitely really need the rain. My yard is starting to look pretty daggum rough. And, you know, I moved down here about a month ago, and I think I've mowed my yard twice. And even then, I mowed it high because we just hadn't been getting no rain. And it's wild.
We moved here from Kansas 14 years ago and really enjoy it. We're kind of out in the country up here north of the Cunningham Fire Department. And that's the way we like it. But, I'm going to turn on the HF rig here pretty quick and listen to Morse code and anything else I might want to do, sideband. But mostly Morse code. I do a lot of that, and that's what I do of an evening and enjoy it.
Yeah, I just recently started learning Morse code. I do struggle with trying to receive it, or I guess my ears perceiving the reception of Morse code. I've got all the alphabet memorized. I haven't got any of the characters or anything that memorized, but yeah, I tried to do, I think it's called the, I can't remember the first guy, it starts with an H, and then the other guy's like a conch method, and man, that is something different.
Donnie, most people aren't willing to put out the elbow grease to do it, and they lowered the standards on the licenses, and so now everybody can get their licenses, and I don't make the rules, but I gotta accept them. I had to do 20 words a minute to get mine. But I really admire people that don't have to do any, and they still put out the effort to get them. You don't have to learn very many of the characters. A comma, a slant bar, like when the repeater identifies. It'll always have a slant R in there for the repeater. And so that's a good one to learn, and a period. But just mainly your alphabet and your numbers. And the numbers are really easy. But it's a very, very efficient mode. Some of the military are starting to use it again, whereas they dropped it many years ago. But guys, many times when it's impossible to work sideband, you can still get through on Morse code because it's such a narrow band way to operate. And I didn't think I'd ever use it after I got my extra class license, but I got to thinking after working for about a year to get it, why in the world should I give that up? And now it's my favorite mode, Donnie.
That's crazy. Yeah, I get you there. It's kind of like then you're wondering why in the world do I need to know it? And then now, man, it's just something you snagged on, and your hook, line, and sinker. Yeah, at first it's kind of like I don't see the reason for Morse code. But the more and more I've thought about it, I was like, you know, that's kind of, in an essence, somewhat of a dying thing or dying tradition in a sense. And I said, you know, I think I'm going to try to learn it because, for one, not many people, you know, other than hams, can say, yeah, I know Morse code. But I'm kind of, you know, like on the prepper side, you know, I like to kind of be prepared. And, you know, if you get stuck in a bad situation and, like you said, like you got a weak signal or something, there's some way you can communicate. That's a good way to communicate.
This is NGRLTR. Donnie, and one of the things you want to learn to do on 2 meters is leave about 2 or 3 seconds between transmissions. And we, all of us, goof up. We get to talking and forget about it. And then it doesn't give anybody room to break in. And I should say, this is NGRLTR with the man on the mountain. But Donnie is an example. And I'm looking at, the 21st of August till now. and I've talked to Bulgaria. I've talked to youth summer camp, just places like Omaha, Nebraska. But then Slovenia, Vanuatu out in the Pacific, France, China, Moscow. You know, they had a Kansas CUSO party, so I talked to a bunch of Kansans because I'm from there. Hawaii, Saudi Arabia, Honolulu, St. Paul Island, Haiti, Cyprus, Erie, Pennsylvania, St. Paul Island, 100th anniversary of John Dillinger, Pago Pago, American Samoa, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I can just sit here for a couple hours at night and have done all that in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. And that happens. I get to where I get to talking and don't think about that. It's a hard habit to break. But, yeah, that is awesome. I mean, and not only did you communicate with them, you know, but you did it in a way that not a lot of people can. And that's admirable because it's not just like, it's almost, in my opinion, somewhat of kind of learning a different language. You know, I had the opportunity to learn some German, and I've forgotten a lot of it, but I used to be able to carry on a conversation in German. Now I can somewhat keep it going. But, yeah, I mean, that is awesome. That's something I would like to do, is be able to communicate Morse code.
Language. But the great part about it is, Donnie, you can talk to any nationality in the world. People don't think about that. That's international Morse code. You don't have to know that country's language. I just turned the radio on. There's somebody on here now. Boy, he's really moving along. I think he's running the keyboard. But that's a really beautiful thing about it. There's lots of other good modes. Don't misunderstand me, but I've always enjoyed this, and I enjoy sideband because you actually talk to somebody. Whereas this FDH stuff, I seen a little kid on a video the other day, and he ran in, "Mom, I just talked to Europe and or made a contact with Europe, and I didn't even talk to them." Well, that's FDH for you. The computer talked. And no conversation, just a contact. And I don't care for that. I know a lot of guys do. A lot of my friends do. But I would rather do something that's more personable. And the magic of it is I'm doing it on a piece of 14-gauge wire up in the air in the backyard. I don't even have a tower. And I used to up in Kansas. But I'm too old now, Donnie. I'm 76 years old. I wouldn't be able to maintain it, so I didn't want my kids to have to mess with it, taking it down someday either. But it's still magic to me.
Yeah, I mean, that's wild. I didn't even think of it in that perspective, that you can talk and not even know the language of the country that you're communicating with. I mean, that's just brilliant. But anyways, I've got to run into the store here for just a few minutes, and I'll hop back on once I get back in my car. I greatly appreciate this CUSO. It was very stimulating of the mind. But I will catch you here shortly, and I'll go ahead and say 73s, KQ4BGE, clear after your final.
Been my pleasure, Donnie. I gotta run upstairs and check on the wife. She's got a hip problem and that, so if I'm not here, there'll probably be people here. And I was looking for my old buddy in 4ZLK to come along. Him and I, we talk back and forth about different contacts on the air of an evening a lot of times, and most anybody else that comes on, I'll have a nice CUSO with. Take care, Donnie. This is N0TR 73.